1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We'll just kill our feed. It's actually the phone line from the Little Shrimp in Laguna Beach. We'll be talking to Colleen Kristen Brewster in just a moment about the following story. It's accused FBI spy Robert Philip Hansen using a complex series of encrypted communications, dead drops, and other clandestine techniques to provide Soviet and Russian intelligence sources with classified information. What do you think of this story? This is a guy who was for 16 years allegedly providing information to the Soviet Union and then to Russia about our country. And spying can be a very dangerous enterprise, especially when you're involved in compromising other people's lives, which this is something this man has also been accused of doing, having provided the names of agents to the Russians, which most likely spells death for a lot of people. His name is Robert Philip Hansen. Colleen Kristen Brewster is with us from the Little Shrimp in Laguna Beach right now. Colleen, you know, it's funny, you're traveling. By the way, we want to remind everybody this is Looking on the Bright Side with Colleen Kristen Brewster. It's a regular feature of the Phil Henry Show. Colleen Kristen Brewster is the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, and this segment is paid for by On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. So, you know, we're not pulling any punches. You do pay for your airtime here on the Phil Henry Show.
I do, Phil, and I do want to address this situation with Robert Hansen. And I know you wanted to ask me a question.
Well, the question I wanted to ask you, Colleen, was that you travel internationally, and you can give us a perspective on the FBI spy case from the standpoint of having seen the international framework, okay? You're not a spy, but you were saying to us earlier you have carried packages to different parts of Europe?
Well, yes, Phil, I am, to answer your question. You know, it isn't about countries anymore. It isn't about boundaries anymore. The Internet and the globalization of corporations, Phil, has really made this a global economy. And I think it's really, really great that we don't have to concentrate on countries, and that we can concentrate on our own business. And I think it's what happened to America is wrong. But there is something about spying and about espionage, Phil, that is kind of interesting and it is kind of exciting. I'm an American, and I would never do anything to hurt my country. But one of the things I look for in the travel agency business is to do exciting things. And I think there really, really is something really thrilling about doing that kind of thing. I don't know.
Well, what do you do? You say you carry packages. I mean, what is in the packages?
You know, Phil, I'm really not allowed to talk about it. I don't know. But if I did, I wouldn't be able to tell you. It's the thing about it is, Robert Philip Hansen, he spied against America, but he was involved, and that was wrong.
Okay.
But he was involved in...
You know, can I interrupt you, Colleen?
Sure.
It sounds to me like you're trying to find a rationale for this guy's spying.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that what he did was good. But spying is really fun. I'm not a spy, okay? But it looks like it's really a lot of fun, and it looks like it's really, really interesting. And I think people don't know that. A lot of people who don't know anything about it, they don't know that. But it's really, really looks like it's a lot of fun.
All right. And now this guy, Robert Philip Hansen, is accused, however, of having put people's lives at risk, that he might have compromised the names of American agents working abroad in Russia or other places. Do you have a comment about that?
You know, Phil, you're right. It is wrong. I don't condone that. But let me explain something to you, and let me explain something really to your listeners, Phil. The Russians, they already know our technology, and we know theirs. So the Cold War is really over. There's nothing really going on. And if I deliver a box or I deliver a package, It does help my travel agency because we do get into some areas of Russia where we otherwise might not. But it really is fun, and I want people to know, if you don't hurt anybody.
Spying is fun.
Well, I don't know about spying, but I do transport packages. Well, you know...
Spying is fun.
When we were all kids, we got spy kits for our birthdays. We dressed up in disguises. We played spy versus spy and stuff. It just, it's really neat, and I wish people could really just see that.
All right, we're talking to Colleen Kristen Brewster of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster about the Philip Hansen, the Robert Philip Hansen case, an FBI agent accused of spying. Now, you travel internationally. You say you carry packages and boxes. And our number, 1-800-449-8686. You say you carry packages and boxes. Are these packages and boxes things that could compromise the United States?
I don't think so, Phil. It's just fun to do it. You take it to a door, you take it to an office, you drop it off at a place, at a restaurant. It's just neat. And I want people to understand that. And
what about what I said to you, that you could be compromising, okay?
Everybody should just, you know, lay off of Mr. Hansen a bit. He was living out his boyhood dream of being a spy. You know the James Bond fantasy. And that's really what we're talking about.
Yeah, but here's the thing that I have to ask you. You're talking about compromising the safety of your country.
Phil, again, I want to go back to what I said at the beginning of our interview. International boundaries no longer exist. I really want people to get used to the idea that countries don't exist as much as they used to anymore. That we're really talking about, you know...
Well, you're talking about the internet and globalization and...
Globalization and the internet. We don't need to have countries anymore. We don't have to have countries anymore. And I think Robert Hansen knew that.
All right, I don't think he did. I think he did something for money, but you and I are going to have to just agree to disagree. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Colleen Kristen Brewster about the Philip Hansen spying case, and we'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show. Colleen Kristen Brewster is with us from the Little Shrimp in Laguna Beach. We're talking about the Robert Philip Hansen spying case. And you, being a travel agent, and hold on for a minute.
Yeah, I wanted to...
Okay, hold on. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. Ms. Brewster, you pay for this half hour.
And Phil, because I do pay for the airtime, I really want... to have the opportunity to say what it is that I want to say.
And well, I think I'm giving you the opportunity to say it. You're saying that spying is fun.
I'm saying that spying, yes, is neat. It's really, really exciting. I don't believe it's going to hurt our country in the long run because countries, the boundaries of countries are falling by the wayside. And also because it does help for us to go places with our travel business. It's just exciting, and I say it, I want people to understand that.
What about the lives of agents that could have been compromised by Mr. Hansen?
I think that's wrong. But I don't really, really think that a lot of that was going on. I think the rest of it is a lot of fun. I think that's wrong. But I don't think a lot of that happens.
So spying's fun.
Espionage and spying is really neat. I think it's really fun. I think we can have some fun with it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's talk to Mike on the Phil Hendry Show. Mike? Mike?
Are you talking to Rick?
Or is it Rick? I'm sorry.
You
in KC?
Right.
Yeah, go ahead. Wait a minute. What city are you in?
Kansas City.
Okay, go ahead.
I have a question for you.
I'm just trying to say, Phil, that I think that we need to stop thinking about countries.
Go ahead, Rick.
Okay. We need to stop thinking about countries.
Yeah.
We are a country of laws, and we have reasons for those laws. Let me ask your guest here, does she believe that prostitution is legal?
Prostitution is not legal. And I know, and I can anticipate what you're going to say. I own my own business, so I don't need to be talked down to.
No, I'm not talking down to you at all. You're not a prostitute, are you?
No, I'm not, and neither, I hope, are you.
Prostitution.
But I think that we're
getting worked
up over nothing.
I've been told that it's fun. I wouldn't know firsthand.
But we're getting worked up over nothing.
Because something's fun doesn't make it
prostitution
legal.
Prostitution spreads AIDS. Spying is just fun. It's just fun. It's just really neat.
Spying is really neat.
Yes.
Spying is really neat, and so is prostitution. It's really neat for some people.
Well,
but
you're not making your point with prostitution, because prostitution causes AIDS. Spying doesn't harm anyone, because we don't have the national borders that we used to.
Yeah, well, like I said to you before, we do have the lives of these agents. And
okay, that's wrong. I admit that that's wrong. But otherwise, spying's really, really neat. And I just really think that it can be fun.
You know, all right, here is Greg on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, Phil.
Yes.
I just was kind of wondering how this lady can be so flippant with her attitude about how spying doesn't hurt anybody.
Well,
and it's so fun.
I didn't say that it didn't hurt anybody. I think in the instance, you know, if this man hurts some people, but you know as well as I do, it looks like fun.
Well, yeah, that might be all well and good, but there's nothing fun about it. I mean, you could destroy countries with this.
But the countries, we don't need borders anymore.
Yeah, no, I think we do, because you don't know what, you know, the U.S. might be coming up with stuff to help other countries.
The Internet has proven that the countries are gradually going away, that we are globalizing.
No,
so how can you steal from yourself?
There are still certain things that you can't globalize. I mean, every country has their own thing.
How do you steal from yourself?
Secrets.
You know, spying is really neat because you get to sneak around in the dark and things like that.
Well, that's fine. You can sneak around in the dark in your house. You don't have to go to another country to do it.
I'm dropping off some envelopes.
Well,
now, this is a fun thing, and the U.S. and Russia have no real secrets anymore. How can you hurt anybody?
Are you listening to what you're saying? Because you're starting to repeat yourself. Okay, no, not you, sir. I'm talking to you, Colleen.
I know, I'm sorry.
You're starting to repeat yourself. You're saying that spying is really fun. It's really, really neat.
Well, I'm involved in dropping envelopes off to people, and it is fun.
What are you dropping off to people? What are you doing? Are you betraying the country? Are you?
Phil, I don't know what's in the envelopes.
Well, what if somebody comes after you and tries to kill you because of what's in the envelope? What are you going to do about that?
Because it's not going to happen.
How do you know that?
Because there are no secrets anymore because of the Internet.
Well, the Internet has nothing to do with it.
Yes, the Internet has eliminated the borders.
No, just because you can go on the Internet and find pictures of somebody's mom or whatever doesn't mean you can go on there and find out what the Russians are doing.
No,
with
but
their
you
weapons
can't. You can find out great places to eat and stay. There are reservations.
Well, that's got nothing to do with whether
you can look in a phone book for that.
No, but I'm saying that that's just the beginning of it. There's other neat things you can do.
Well, okay. All right, there's neat things you can do on the Internet. All right, I'm not going to argue with you.
Phil, I'm paying for this half hour of radio time. Okay.
Look, I know you're brokering this portion of my show, and I appreciate that.
Well, what?
Well, I was just wondering, are you paying for the half hour of time with the money you make from dropping off the envelopes?
No, I make the money from my travel agency. Thank you very much.
Okay. And you think it's okay for you just to deliver stuff that you don't even know what it is, you don't know what it could be?
It's neat.
We got that it's neat. We heard that it was neat.
Well, if you want to do that, why don't you just become a mail carrier and you can deliver the mail? That way you know
okay.
what it is.
You know, Mr. Hendry, I am paying for this airtime, and I don't appreciate being laughed at.
Okay, you go ahead and say whatever you want. I won't say a word. Do you want me to take calls?
Yes.
Okay, right. You can talk to the audience. Thank you very much, Greg, for your call. You can talk to the audience, and you can tell people what you think. And I won't say a word because you are, you know...
And my theme music?
Your theme music's coming right up. Here, do you want me to... Have you got the theme music, Greg? Greg, here it is. Here's your theme music.
I'm calling Kristen Brewster. I want all of you to understand something. Spying and espionage is bad, but it can be really, really neat because the Internet has eliminated countries.
Brilliant.
I'm sorry?
Nothing. I said it was fine. Let's go to Beth. Beth, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Beth?
Yes, hello?
Go ahead, Beth.
Yes, I hate to say this because I know that this person on the other line is paying for this.
I'm paying for this half
hour. If she thinks that there is no such thing as country, she's out of her ever-living mind.
How do you figure that there is when you see what the globalization of the Internet global...
I love the Internet. My whole family uses the Internet. However, we live in a free society. We live in a country where we can have free expression.
Well,
not every country is like that. Not every country believes in freedom of choice, and not every country has the Internet.
First of all, they may have access, but their general population does not. I'm a travel agent, okay?
Pardon me?
I'm a travel agent. I own On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster.
Well, it sounds like you're trying to promote your travel agency through, oh, look at the adventure, spying is fun. However, you know, there's a lot of danger to this because there are countries out there that do not give the personal freedom to...
It's really, really fun. We're going to
be going... Oh, I'm so glad. You know, drinking is fun, but don't drink and drive.
Well, you know something? With the Internet, we no longer need the boundaries of countries anymore.
Can I just ask you a question, Colleen?
Sure, Phil.
When the American flag is raised, do I have the right to feel proud that I'm an American? Can I sing the national anthem, or is that gone?
You know something? I think it's really neat that we have the flag. It's really beautiful, and it's really, really fun to have America, but we don't need it anymore. We don't need America anymore, Beth.
I don't agree with that.
Beth, we're free.
We may be free, but there's countries out there that are not.
Russia's
free. If we don't attain and retain our freedom, then
Beth,
we will become submissive to another country.
Russia's free because we go there and we can be free. We can go to bars. It's not like it was when the communists were in charge of it.
I'm having a hard time.
I think you're very delusional in your ideas.
I'm having a hard time understanding what it is you're trying to say.
I paid for this half hour of airtime, Phil, and the fact that you're disagreeing with me.
Okay.
Is against
that's called freedom.
No, but
that's
called
freedom. When you disagree with somebody, you have the right to do that, no matter who's paying for it.
No,
that
I
is
paid
called
for the
freedom.
Airtime. This is my hour, and Bill Gates and the Internet set us free. I'm Colleen Kristen Brewster. And this is On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. This half hour, I'm talking about how it's really neat to spy and how espionage is really, really a lot of fun. Okay, Paul, Phil, another phone call.
What's that?
Let's take another phone call.
We don't have any more phone calls.
Why not?
Because you're an idiot, because you're preposterous, because you're full of crap. That's why not. There's no more phone calls.
My contract with your radio station says...
I don't care what your contract says with the radio station. We have no calls for you to go to. Are you happy? Okay? You've stiffed the first half hour. Thank you very, very much.
Well, then I want my $50 back.
That's how much it costs to buy a half hour of airtime.
I want my $50 back.
You're not going to get... Why should I give you your $50 back?
Because there's no phone calls.
Well, that's because you're dull and uninteresting and full of crap about spying being fun.
You know, I really, really hate you, and I'm really, really going to hang up.
Yeah, go ahead and really, really hang up. Yeah, there you go. Sorry about that, folks. I want my $50 back. What's the matter with me charging $50 for half-hour airtime? Look, it's a little way of me making a little extra dollar. What, is there something wrong with that? I need to feed a family, too. 1-800-449-866. Will you turn that rotten music off? And get rid of her... Anyway, sorry. 1-800-449-8686. So just remember, spying is really, really neat. It's Phil Hendry Show here. We've raised $107,560... Take two. $107,562.50, which means we made $300 yesterday. Yay! That's great. So all of you cheap creeps out there, I mean all of you fine people out there, if you want to, help my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids, 877-616-7445, 877-616-7445 to buy your number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know. So, tonight, Temptation Island and the Grammys. What's it going to be? I am telling you this. I'm torn. I'm really torn because I get my fix by watching people that I admire so deeply on Temptation Island, people that I so desperately want to be. And now, if I'm watching the Grammys, well, I won't know what to do with my life without having Waitasi and the rest of them cats, even though Waitasi, you know, isn't there any longer. You know, she's there in memory, man. She's there in spirit. Her and Tahid. And if I don't have those people to show me the way, what am I going to do? So I guess it's the Grammys and it's Temptation Island and the Grammys and Temptation Island. I got to watch the Grammys because I got to want, you know, I'm going to want to find out whether, you know, Eminem beats up Elton John on stage or not. Find out if that's going to happen and look at all the groovy clothes that everybody's going to be wearing. I'm just, it's going to be hard. So we'll do what we do, okay? By the way, if I were on Temptation Island, I would try to go after one of the men. In other words, I turn it into a fag expose. You know, I just completely subvert the entire thing by making it gay. Wouldn't that be fun? So you get on Temptation Island, and, you know, none of these women are really doing it for me, but Rick is really, you know, Billy is really doing it for me, and that's telling me something about myself. It's just, it really is, you know. Here's a question. I really want to know the answer to this. Do the people from Temptation Island, okay, because they're off the island, the shooting has ended. This is all tape, and we're all watching it together, so they're off the island. Do they know how despised they are? Did they have any idea when they were on the island just how despised, how revolting they were to all of us? You think they did? I think they thought that everybody envied them. I bet you they think that everyone was identifying with them. I mean, I know that there are a lot of stupid people in this country, and I realize that as a nation, we are what we are. We're Americans, you know, which means we're not that bright, we're not that stupid, we're just sort of, we're in the middle, we're the mainstream of everything, right? But are we? There can't be that many cats that are that dumb. There can't be that many people like that. And that's why I would like to say now to Tahid and Waitasi, because I know you live in the L.A. area, I'd like you to come on my show for an interview. I'd like to talk to both of you, and then I'd like to throw you through this window right behind me that's only 5 floors up. Only 5 floors up, I think you'll be fine. And there's a nice big spike. I don't know. Is it hate? What am I feeling? Anyway, I got to watch Temptation Island tonight to find out what to do with my life. Because I'm telling you, without those people telling me what to do, without looking at their tan, buff, rippling flesh, their rippling muscles, without looking at the nice sheen, the beautiful, you know, sunblock sheen on their skin, and the that aquamarine pool, and Mark Wahlberg. God, am I going to miss him? That guy is my hero. I like it when he swings his leg over and says, "Here on Temptation Island." Yes, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, find out which one of these dumbasses swallows his own tongue in the bar here on Temptation Island. As he just sort of swings out, which one of these dumbasses will we have to put a spoon in their mouth so they don't swallow their own tongue after the jacuzzi jump here on Temptation Island? I think I'm speaking for a lot of people. I don't think I'm just an embittered 49-year-old guy with a big gut who's moderately upset that the youth culture is passing him by. I mean, I had my youth culture. My youth culture wasn't bad. It was Woodstock. But I'm not taking part in this youth culture. I realize that there might be some bitterness there for me. But really what I'm talking about here, man, is I'm speaking for everybody when I say, you people, yo, baby. You want to know what it is? I think that Waitasi is hot. I need that. I got to have that. Right when black people are crawling, just you know, grappling their way up the ladder of success, just crawling out of the shackles, the 500 years and Jim Crow, and finally emerging into the sunlight of equality, and then we got that, Waitasi and Tahid. Just as Jews have begun to, get past the Holocaust and move into the mainstream, we got Kaya. And just as women have finally busted through the glass ceiling, we give you Mandy. And just as white men are finally coming out from the shackles of slavery, but the black people put them in because of all that affirmative action bullcrap, and we can finally get those jobs in the fire department that we always wanted, we have Billy. By the way, that affirmative action is always funny. Whenever I hear white people screaming about it, it's always they couldn't get a job on the fire department. You know that? That's the big gig that they all want. That's where we're, you know, this affirmative action blows. Why is that? Well, because I try to get a gig in the fire department, man, and I can't, yeah? Well, how about, I don't know, bank president? You think maybe you can make that? All right, Maria, my wife, I need to speak with you guys briefly about something that occurred in Mexico, there on Temptation Island. Maria and I had our own Temptation Island 2 weeks ago in Cancun. And there should have been a camera crew watching and following us as we went from the, you know, Houlihan's to the freaking Senior Frogs downtown to the restaurants and all this bull crap. And, sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry, bud, but don't be under the desk like that after the show starts, okay?
Right.
Okay. One of the things that was really interesting is that we met a couple of gay guys down there, and they're very nice guys. And they were there. They were a couple. In fact, Maria and I, for some strange reason, when we go on vacation, we always wind up befriending a gay couple. It must be because, well, I guess we're just nice people, but also we're willing to take their picture for them together. Because if you think about it, two gay people, like let's say two gay guys that are on vacation together, and they're in a faraway place. Like when we went down to Hotelito, which is south of Puerto Vallarta, 2 hours, way the hell away from everything, man. We were down in the jungle. And we're at this gorgeous little hotel, and we met these two really nice gay guys from Houston, and we befriended them, we started talking with them, and they finally got so relaxed, they said, would you mind doing us a favor? I said, no. Would you take our picture? You know, I mean, we'd like to have a picture of us together. Sure, yeah, no problem, okay. It's really nice. And they were nice guys, and they put their arms around each other, we took the picture. So maybe that's it, I don't know. But Maria's got this thing where she befriends gay men, and she winds up spending the majority of the evening with them. And so I'm sitting there in a chair. We were at the hotel, and there was a couple of gay guys. They were from San Francisco. I remember one of them was 41. Both really great-looking guys in great shape, too. I was jealous of the one guy who's, like, up around my age. You talk about in shape. Tan, fit, the whole thing. And then there were a couple of other people there. But there's Maria sitting on the couch between these two cats with their arms around her. And she's kissing them. And she's holding their hand. And she's walking to the elevator with these cats. And, you know, and they obviously are thinking, well, we're gay, so this man has no reason to be, you know, jealous of us. And Maria's thinking, well, they're gay, so Phil has no reason to be jealous. And all the while, I'm jealous. And I'm walking to the, well, we all have to leave now. Yeah, okay, let's go. So we're walking back to our hotel room. Do I want some water? No, I'm fine, Mike. I've got coffee. Thank you. I know I'm hacking my guts up, but hey, you know, that's showbiz. We're walking back to the hotel room. There's my wife walking hand in hand with both of these guys. And then they're going to get on the elevator and go back to the room. And she's kissing and hugging. Jesus, you'd think it was the end of the first date. I flipped out. She says, what the hell is wrong with you? I said, I just think, you know, I mean, they're gay. I understand that they're gay. But what if you turn them straight? Then what? No, I didn't say that. What I said was, she says, they're gay, Phil. That I know, but it's wrong. What is it that you're trying to, what need are you filling in yourself? Why did you need the physical contact of two gay men? You tell me your girlfriend's like that? Who, Nikki? She's got a lot of gay friends? All right, so she's got a lot of gay friends. Is she holding hands and hugging and kissing? Did I have, you know, am I nuts? Am I losing my mind here? It was pissing me off a little bit, if you'll pardon my French. It was bugging me. And of course, in Maria's world, I had no right. She didn't understand. What the hell are you doing, man? You know, either we're together or we're not. I don't care if they are gay. There's something wrong and unseemly about my wife holding hands and hugging with these cats. Dig it? And of course, now if I'm the liberated man that I should be, I ought to say, well, I had a groove with that. It's cool. It's cool, baby. And you know what? Maybe it is. The problem is, I'm never going to be holding hands with a couple of dykes sitting on a couch and hugging and smooching with them, am I? Nor is any man. It's the last thing you're able to do with a dyke. They're the lesbian in the world. It's going to sit down on a couch with a straight guy and just, hey, how you doing? We're just pals, and it's a beautiful thing. I think that's the nature. That's why a lot of straight women love gay men, because they're very gallant. and they're very polite, and they're just, you know, they got a sense of humor, and they're really likable people, okay? And then we have lesbians, but that's another show. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. So I don't know what I'm saying other than, well, we got into a big fight, and she threw me out of the room, and you know, I went and actually I spent the night with those two gay guys, so it was, it all worked out fine. It's Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. We're looking at a little bit of the pre-Grammy stuff that's on TV. Just saw Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, and Melissa said they're big cokeheads, but I don't believe that at all. That's terrible, Melissa. By the way, Eminem, you know, Madonna wrote a letter to the LA Times saying that she didn't know what the big deal about Eminem was. Since when is his language so offensive? I find the language of George W. much more offensive. So that was really neat. And then, Stevie Wonder said in a letter, he said, I don't necessarily agree with Eminem when he calls me a dumb blind nigger, but I feel that he's a valid artist. And Elton John again defended his role in promoting Eminem. He said, as a gay artist, I'm asked by a lot of people, but what about the content of Eminem's music? And I think there is far more humor on the album than people think. It appeals to my English black sense of humor, John said in a letter to the Times, and then zipped up. So there you have it. There's also a demonstration. It's called Rally Against Hate. It's outside the Staples Center. It's being organized by the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. And so far, none of them have been on television yet. There's no way they're going to show that. I don't know what coverage we're watching. And I imagine the Grammy coverage is sanctioned by the Academy of Recording Artists in much the same way that the Oscar coverage is sanctioned by the whatever the hell that organization is. So it's like going to a National Football League game and showing the game. You're not allowed to show a rally against football outside, are you? Would you? Could you? Would you be my friend? Could you be my friend? Would you? Thank you. Close the door, take off your shoes. No, you know what I'm saying? In other words, are they going to have the, will they show it, or will it, you know, why would they want to show it? It's probably just a bunch of humorless fags and humorless dykes, and they're all running around out there screaming, yes, you're right, we shouldn't have hate. Yes, you're right, there shouldn't be that kind of language. But don't you get it, man? Everybody loves this cat. Eminem is the bomb. Nobody knows exactly what it is he's talking about, but he's the thing, man. And you ain't going to find Madonna bagging this cat. Not Madonna, man. She's still trying to keep her career flying, which she's doing very well. Thank you very much. And the last thing she's going to do is come out against, you know, whatever the latest thing is. She wears a Britney Spears T-shirt to bed. Why wouldn't she dig Eminem? So anyway, here's my question about Eminem. This guy, listen to his music. You know, when I used to listen to Ice-T or N.W.A. or Public Enemy, they were basically saying the same thing, only a little bit more intelligently. Is it that Eminem is white, that they don't dig it? In other words, they expect more out of a, they expect better out of a white artist? Well, I know those blacks do it, but you're white. You can't say that. Is that what it is? Because it's not the first time somebody has bagged on gay people. Right? So why is this guy getting all, why is he the lightning rod all of a sudden? It's the ultimate co-opting of a music, you know, like when rock and roll started, okay? It went from the black rhythm and blues artists to the white boys, and eventually it was the Beatles music they were burning, right? Well, Chuck Berry and Little Richard, I guess they ought to be thankful. Same thing with the rest of the rap artists. You know, I guess they ought to be thankful that Eminem's the guy that's getting all the heat, because you know what? He's white, so he's going to be forgiven. And the music ultimately will survive and flourish because a white guy is going to take the heat and ultimately be forgiven for whatever heat it was that he was taking. And then, you know, the music continues on and everybody sort of follows in his wake as opposed to it being a black artist. Or am I getting too racial? Am I beginning to say things that just, you know, in other words, oh, come on, Hendry. We've heard that saw before. All right, I'll get off it. Anyway, so what's it going to be, Temptation Island, or is it going to be the Grammys tonight? What do you think? Mike said he may tape one and watch the other. I didn't think about that. I'm going to do the same thing. Oh, excuse me, I don't have a VCR that tapes anything. Well. You know what? Here's this. Do we have the freedom of will? Do we actually have the willpower not to watch either? Come on! Nah. You guys don't watch it. I'm going to. Temptation Island, though. I got to tell you something. I got to watch the Grammys because I want to see that whole trip with Eminem and Elton John. But Temptation Island is the thing that I would miss seeing. That I gotta dial over to see what's going on. I gotta just dial over there to get my fix. There on Dumbass Island, man. All right, the FBI has a, you know, this guy that was spying for spying against the FBI, the dude that they busted. Apparently, this guy was not well liked in his neighborhood. He was apparently the homeowners association trying to get this guy to curb his dog, and he wouldn't do it. Guy's dog is running all over the neighborhood, crapping on everybody's front lawn. Now, is that the way you're supposed to act as a spy? Many people ask, and the answer is yes. Absolutely, because you want to blend in. You want to look like an average American. And what better way to look like an average American than have your dog crapping in somebody's yard? The last thing they're going to think is you're a spy. You're just another slob in the neighborhood, okay? Now, my neighborhood, and I'm not going to get too particular. I know three families in, two other families besides mine in our neighborhood. They're very nice people. One of them's my next door neighbor. Another guy lives down the street. Very nice. The rest of the people, I don't know. I've lived there a year. I don't know any of these people. I vaguely know one other family. But the rest of the people, I don't know. I don't know anything about them. I've heard things, but, well, now I take it back. I know four other families, and, you know what? It turns out that I'm friendlier than I thought I was. Anyway, but the rest of these people, they drive up and down the street. They sometimes wave, sometimes don't. Everybody's very insular, you know? And maybe there's somebody spying on my block that I don't know about, okay? Now, the guy that lives across the street from me is Korean. What about that? And the dude that lives down the street from me is from Turkey. What about that? One of them's spying. But you know what I mean about neighbors? You know, the real oddball neighbor? I remember growing up, I had a guy that lived across the street from me. This cat was way out there, man. He and his wife, they never cut their grass. They had a son that sort of lurked about in the backyard. The word was the son was developmentally, he wasn't right. And he'd lurk. And then they didn't cut their grass. All kinds of rumors about this family. I think that guy was spying for the Ruskies. I don't know about you. And all kinds of crazy things. But neighbors are funny like that, right? So anyway, this guy is in his neighborhood there and wherever the hell it was that he lived. And now it's coming out. Yeah, he was a real creep, you know, a real bum. The dog's crapping on everybody's yard. And when they went over to try to talk to the guy about it, he was really unfriendly and he didn't want to talk to anybody. Not one of those people suspected him as being a spy. They thought he was just another regular run-of-the-mill member of the neighborhood. A real creep. A creep with a dog that craps all over the place. What about that guy, though, spying like that, huh? Wouldn't you try to keep it under wraps? You're spying 16 years. You're giving crap to the Russians. Wouldn't you try to get along with everybody? Wouldn't the instinct be, you know what, this guy's smarter than we think. My instinct would be, I got to keep this thing as beautiful as I can. Hey, how you doing, Charlie? Hey, come on in for a drink. Hey, how you doing? Take the kids over to Little League. You know, let's have a barbecue. I want everybody to like me and not suspect for a minute that I'm selling my country down the river. Not this guy. Let's see, I'm a spy, I'm selling my country out. I think I'll have my dog go and crap on these front lawns, too. Just as a last little reminder that I was here. Screw America, let me take my money, and oh yeah, Rover, go off and pinch one off in that guy's strawberry patch. It's beautiful. No wonder he got caught. Okay, Phil Hendry Show.